Full text of Measure C, to improve the quality of education with funding that cannot be taken by the state. Repair, replace leaky roofs. Make health, safety and security improvements. Replace deteriorating plumbing and sewer systems. Improve student access to computers and modern technology. Modernize construct classrooms, restrooms in school facilities, and upgrade inadequate electrical systems. Shall Soquel Union Elementary School District issue $42 million of bonds at legal interest rates, have an independent citizens oversight committee, and have no money used for administrative salaries? Project list bond proceeds will be expended to modernize, replace, renovate, expand, construct, acquire, equip, furnish and otherwise improve the classrooms and school facilities of the district, unless otherwise noted. The projects in the bond project list are authorized to be completed at each or any of the district sites, as shall be approved by the Board of Trustees. Repair or replace leaky roofs. Repair and replace deteriorating plumbing and sewer systems. Make health, safety and security improvements. Improve student access to computers and modern technology. Upgrade inadequate electrical systems. Modernize construct. Renovate outdated classrooms, restrooms and school facilities. Replace outdated heating, ventilation and air conditioning systems. Construct additional classrooms to reduce student overcrowding. Make energy efficiency improvements, including installing solar panels. Replace aging temporary portables with permanent classrooms. Upgrade playgrounds and playfields for school and community use. Upgrade PE fields and facilities for school and community use. Federal and state mandated Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, safety upgrades including playground equipment replacement. All federal and state-mandated Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, accessibility upgrades including site access, parking, staff and student restrooms, relocation of some existing electrical devices, drinking fountains, playground equipment, etc. Upgrade school site parking, roadways, utilities and grounds. Abate and remove hazardous materials identified prior or during construction. Repair, replace and or upgrade paved surfaces, turf, and other grounds to eliminate safety hazards. Necessary site acquisition and preparation. Restoration in connection with new construction, renovation or remodeling, or installation or removal of relocatable classrooms, including ingress and egress. Removing, replacing, or installing irrigation, utility lines, such as gas lines, water lines, electrical lines, sewer lines, and communication lines, trees and landscaping. Relocating fire access roads, and acquiring any necessary easements, licenses, or rights of way to the property. The listed projects will be completed as needed. Each project is assumed to include a share of furniture, equipment, architectural, engineering, and similar planning costs, program project management, staff training expenses and a customary contingency for unforeseen design and construction costs. In addition to the listed projects stated above, the list also includes the acquisition of a variety of instructional, maintenance and operational equipment, including the reduction or retirement of outstanding lease obligations and interim funding incurred to advance fund projects. From the list, installation of signage and fencing, payment of the costs of preparation of all facility planning, facility studies, assessment reviews, facility master plan preparation and updates, environmental studies, including environmental investigation, remediation and monitoring, design and construction documentation, and temporary housing of dislocated district activities caused by construction projects. The upgrading of technology infrastructure includes, but is not limited to, computers, LCD projectors, portable interface devices, servers, switches, routers, modules, sound projection systems, printers, digital whiteboards, document projectors, upgrade telephone voice over IP, call manager and network security firewall, wireless technology systems and other miscellaneous equipment and software. The allocation of bond proceeds will be affected by the district's receipt of state matching funds and the final costs of each project. In the absence of state matching funds, which the district will aggressively pursue to reduce the district's share of the cost of the projects, the district will not be able to complete some of the projects listed above. The budget for each project is an estimate and may be affected by factors beyond the district's control. Some projects throughout the district, such as gyms, fields and performing arts facilities, may be undertaken as joint use projects in cooperation with other local public or nonprofit agencies. The final cost of each project will be determined as plans and construction documents are finalized, construction bids are received, construction contracts are awarded and projects are completed. Based on the final cost of each project, certain of the projects described above may be delayed or may not be completed. Demolition of existing facilities and reconstruction of facilities scheduled for repair and upgrade may occur if the board determines that such an approach would be more cost-effective in creating more enhanced and operationally efficient campuses. Necessary site preparation restoration may occur in connection with new construction, renovation or remodeling, or installation or removal of relocatable classrooms, including ingress and egress, removing, replacing, or installing irrigation, utility lines, trees and landscaping, relocating fire access roads, and acquiring any necessary easements, licenses, or rights of way to the property. Proceeds of the bonds may be used to pay or reimburse the district for the cost of district staff when performing work on or necessary and incidental to bond projects. Bond proceeds shall only be expended for the specific purposes identified herein. The district shall create an account into which proceeds of the bonds shall be deposited and comply with the reporting requirements of Government Code Section 53410.